This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Global spending power of those over 60 is set to hit $15 trillion by the end of the decade. Companies are having trouble figuring out how to go after them. Matthew Boyle is reporting on this for Bloomberg. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Mark.
So you report that companies are doing a lot, but mostly not having the easiest time connecting with older consumers. Why is that?
Exactly, Mark. It's really a paradox for these companies. They know that this market is huge and getting bigger. Corporate America, by and large, has spent so long marketing to soccer moms or to the millennials. They really don't have a good handle as to the sort of unmet and unarticulated needs of this group. And that's the big challenge. Seniors are aging, but they don't like to be treated as old.
And what are you seeing companies starting to do differently to try and win over seniors to buy those products?
Well, the first thing they're doing is a pretty simple thing. You'd think they're actually just talking to seniors. You know, that goes a long way because you look at the people who design products and the people who sell ads. I mean, you rarely see a 55-year-old brand manager in corporate America. It's a young person's game. And for that reason, you often get products and marketing pitches that are tailored perhaps to what they think an older person would buy. But that's often not the case. And thankfully, though, that is changing, but it's changing slowly.
Now, there are some longstanding beliefs about older shoppers that they aren't reachable by marketing because they're set in their ways, loyal to certain products already, and also thought to be cheap. You know, so explain how that seems to be changing.
Well, you know, for example, one myth is that they're loyal to brands they've always used. And one guy I talked to laughed at me when I said that and said, well, look, if that was true, I'd still be driving a Chevy Impala. Of course, their needs change as they get older, but you're never going to know this unless you talk to them. You know, another myth is that it's one big group. And there are some baby boomers who are out windsurfing every weekend, but there are others who are, you know, not as mobile, not as active. So you have to realize there are a lot of different subsets of this group. You have to figure out what motivates each subset and then go after them that way.
Okay, Matt Boyle from Bloomberg. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Mark.